So that's an interesting picture too. And Insane Clown Posse stopping by. These guys are so popular, there's at least 50 fans downstairs.
You're kidding!
Just fighting to get near them. They are...
I'm shocked!
They are the biggest stars.
Show me these 50 fans.
I swear to God they're down there right now. We got a camera on them. We'll show them on TV.
All right.
When I walked in, there were a lot of ICP supporters. Even that early, 5:45.
Wow.
Insane Clown Posse's new album, The Wrath, Shangri-La, featuring the single Homies, is available in stores today.
Well, where are they?
Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J.
Shaggy 2 Dope.
I like Casey hands me a list of who they are, and he's got it completely wrong. He goes, Shaggy 2 Dope is the guy with the blonde hair, the big guy, and the skinny little guy is Violent J.
Oh,
he's got
so
it completely
bad.
Wrong. Casey, what, you give me a note. That's not who these guys are. There you go.
Hey there.
What's the matter with you? He's so funny. Violent J's the guy with the blonde hair. Casey?
You act as if Howard doesn't know.
That's Violent J right there. No, he's not Violent
he's
J. That's Shaggy 2 Dope.
I'm the friendly one. Friendly 2 Dope.
But he screws me up. Like, he always is supposed to give me the names of whoever's sitting down. Because, you know, sometimes I forget and stuff, but it just so happens I know you guys.
Right.
But you screw me. Why wouldn't you check into it?
Yeah, no, I thought I knew these guys. I thought I knew who it was.
Shaggy 2 Dope is right there.
Never trust your own brain.
No, Violent J is right there.
Chilling. Just chilling.
Man. Horde. Chilling horde.
Chilling a horde.
What's the matter? Seriously,
man. Weight, though.
Dude, this is like the fifth screw-up this week.
No, it's not. That's the first one.
I don't care if you lost weight. You should still know the guy's name.
Yeah, but he looks different.
All right, get out. Get out, really. It's not funny. I'm serious. It's not funny.
Got that shine now. People don't even recognize me because I'm shining.
You lost a lot of weight.
You lost a lot of weight. That's right.
Man, quit taking all them panic attack mental medicines, man.
Uh-oh.
Is that right? Were you on a... You see... Let me tell you something. There's another guy who works at the station who went off his mental medicine.
And got real mental.
And he went mental. A lot of guys who are mental.
But see, I found another medication.
What is your drug? Really? What is it?
It's the Mother Earth. It's the
cannabis.
Sweet nectar cannabis.
Oh,
dude.
He's doing it himself.
Listen
now.
To me.
This
now he's doing the pot. The time has come.
Shaggy 2 Dope, you work with Violent J. Do you see a difference in him from going off his mental medication? Are you nervous?
Big time. His new mental medication helps him out a lot more, man.
His pot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to call it mental medication.
A lot of people who have mental problems, and Violent J, you have them.
Yes.
And they put you on that medication for a reason. A lot of people, all of them, as a matter of fact, always think if they go off their medication, they'll be fine. And they never are.
Well, man, I went off it and went crazy a couple times. I went to the thing a couple times.
What thing?
Mental institution?
The place.
Oh,
Robin.
Really?
Where do you go? Where do they lock you up?
When you're crazy, you say the place.
Yeah. What place? What is the name of the place you go to?
My Friendly Friends. I don't know. What do you want me to get into that for? Listen, it's a special... It's over with, though. Anyway, about the sweet cannabis nectar smoke at the Mary Jane that we've been talking about.
Nah, you're self-medicating. Seriously, I'm worried about Violent J.
Oh, he got those purple cannons now. He's straight.
Listen, man, don't be worried about me. It's raining diamonds all over us. This is the best time of our life,
yeah?
You guys. We got the greatest story in rock and roll history completing today with the release of our new album.
This is a big day for you, boys.
It's not just a record, though. You gotta understand, I'm telling you, it's not just a record we're trying to say, oh, go buy it.
What are you saying?
I'm saying for real.
This is the best thing you've got.
No, it's not just a bomb record, it's even more than that.
What is it?
For 10 years, when we first came out in 92, we said there's going to be 6 Joker cards, also known as albums, and until the end of the world, until the end of everything, in the 6th and final came out today. We've been telling a story for 10
years. What are you saying? Is this the end? Is this the last album you'll put out?
We man, listen.
Speculation.
It's all speculation. You're the only one speculating.
But,
what do you mean?
It's
you
like
said,
we've been telling a story for 10 years, and the story ends with this album, and it's the greatest ending of all time. Like, other artists have told a story on an album, like Journey did a concept
like
album.
The Who did the rock album, the rock opera.
But we spent the last 10 years telling this, and we didn't
this
have
is
a choice
a 10-year
to do anything
story.
Else. We always knew what our next album was going to be, or the album after that. We couldn't even be creative. I mean, we're not complaining about because we loved it so much. We were just right on track.
How long did it take you to record this album?
about 9 months.
9 months.
All over
and
America.
And this is great work. This is something
Man,
that you're proud of.
It's a masterpiece. It's the best we can do. This is the biggest day of our lives.
We've what record company are you
this,
with now?
D3 Entertainment. But, you know, we've always been with our own label, Psychopathic.
Psychopathic. All
That's
right.
the one we always have.
And you have new tattoos. Your
when
whole
did
neck.
Did you do this? Yes.
Yeah, your whole neck.
I can't stop staring at his neck.
You have almost a necklace of tattoos around your neck.
Man, I just want to say one thing about where we're at today. Just one thing.
Go ahead.
Seriously, man.
What about the tattoos?
The tattoos. My brother invented a game called Morton's List, and it's a life role-playing game where you... If you don't have nothing to do, you roll the dice, and it'll give you something to do. And if you don't do it after you
bored,
see what it
you know.
Says, yeah. it's a curse. It's like bad luck. It's awesome. Yeah. Anyway, these are the different chapters. One stands for...
You have on your Adam's apple a big black dot or square.
Yeah, that's that. You might want to... Somebody want to wipe that off?
Yeah, what is that? I think the guy messed up on that one.
That looks
one,
like a butterfly.
It's right. an M.
Right, and you have different symbols on your neck.
Yeah, that these are... Man, each one represents different parts of life. Man, I'm a philosophical, deep person.
Well, especially since he
so
got
what
new
would
medicine.
Be, right. What would be some of the things you'd have to do if you roll the dice on this game and you hit
Well,
something?
It was in all the stores everywhere, but they took it out because one of the things it happened to do was teach you how to make a bomb.
Oh.
But they made the rules before September 11th, you know, so.
Right. Number two, you're talking about it teaches you 12,000 things to do. That's
all right.
One of
so you
things.
Lost a lot of weight. You've changed your life around with the record. And what about women? You guys are getting
no,
laid
we didn't
now.
Change our life around it. We just, you know, we just really mastered the craft of being the Insane Clown Posse.
All right. And your fans are more rabid than ever. They're downstairs. There was 50 fans down there trying to get in, trying to break through the door to get
it
to see you.
It means just as much to them as it does us.
Man. Right. They've been waiting on the out. Some people grew up on that. On that stuff, all they've known is the Joker cards.
Right.
You know? And now it's today's the last and final.
You are their leader, in a sense.
No, we're not. We're part of them.
Yeah, we're with them.
All right. People.
It's but really I'm... deep, but it's a great time.
Shaggy, what about you? What have you been doing?
Enjoying Miss Michigan to the fullest.
Are you going out with Miss Michigan?
It looks like you're married.
Miss Michigan.
You got married.
No, man.
What's that ring?
What is the ring?
It's the glove, man.
I'm married to the game.
No, what are you married to?
My hand.
Did you
Miss Michigan?
Oh, Miss Michigan is your hand. You're not dating anyone?
I just want to say to all the girls I've loved before, I'll keep loving you.
Oh, is that what it's about? You guys are playing the field?
That's right, you know.
Yeah, you were saying that in your fat days, it was hard for you to get laid as a rock star.
Still is hard.
Really?
Yeah, but I got a great story.
You must, what is the story?
Man, this is
it's about
true.
One of your favorite people, but I don't know
who
I want to talk
Who is the
about.
Person?
Pamela Anderson.
I was there.
What happened? Tell the truth, though. Don't lie.
I'm not going to lie because you know what? I don't have to lie to kick it.
Go ahead. Tell me what happened with you and Pamela Anderson.
Superstore.
Man, we were at the... What was the name of that club?
Hot Babes. What is it? Hot Chicks?
In L.A. It's a naked lady titty bar.
Crazy Girls?
Crazy Girls.
Yeah, I know that place. Go ahead.
All right. You were at Crazy Girls.
Kick it.
We're chilling, and I see Mark McGrath chilling.
Okay, you know that's I mean? The guy from Sugar Ray.
Right, and now, you know, we got the shine, you know what I mean? So I'm feeling good, and I'm like, let me go talk to this guy, see what's happening. So I go over there, and I'm like, aren't you Sugar Ray, you know?
Were you wearing your makeup, or were you out of your Insane Clown Posse makeup?
No, but we had an entourage of people, they knew.
You could tell you.
Anyway, so we seen him, and I started talking to him, and I'm talking to him, and he's like... You're not the dude from ICP. No, you're not. No, you're not.
He
not
wouldn't
like,
believe us.
No, who would doubt
I mean,
that you
if
guys...
If we're going to think somebody a live being, you know, like we'd pick ICP, you know?
we'd have said, oh, you don't recognize us. We play for the Chicago Bears or something.
Right,
you know?
Right. You would never lie and say you're ICP. Right.
Especially when somebody asks you. Yeah. No, you're not.
Well, you weren't in your clowny makeup, so it's a little... It's a little difficult to spot you.
But
go ahead.
He was there, and he actually knows a lot about our group. A lot. You know,
he's a fan.
Started telling us all this stuff. You guys messed up doing this and that, whatever. And then I noticed Pamela Anderson marinating in the corner.
With Kid Rock or with Mark McGrath?
Without nobody but some other chick.
Mark McGrath was with his girlfriend. She was just hanging out with his
Is she hot?
She was
Come
so
on, Pamela Anderson, of course.
It was unbelievable.
She was hot. Mark McGrath's new girlfriend.
Oh, McGrath's girl was hot, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was no Pamela Anderson.
Really?
You know.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. But so you see Pamela Anderson sitting there with a girl. How long ago is this?
This was 1 week before July 19th.
Go ahead.
Why so did July, you remember so specifically?
So July 12th?
Because it changed his life.
Because July 19th was the gathering of the Juggalos, and we were in L.A. 1 week prior.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, I just was like, you know, talking to Sugarloaf, and I was like, forget him, and I slid over to Pam Anderson, and I'm like, what's up, you know? And she was drinking, and she's like, what's up? And I'm like, yeah, I'm in ICP, I know Bob real good, talking about Kid Rock. And she's
I'm surprised she was drinking if she has the Hep C.
I'm saying everybody was just...
All right. Everyone was partying, all right.
You know, everybody was just like, it wasn't out of place for me to step to her.
Right. She might have been drinking water.
Story short that nobody in America is going to believe, but it's all... good, because it happened. And if you got your pickle buffed and nobody believed you, would it really matter?
No.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right,
so go ahead. So what
buffed,
happened?
But I'm saying you get the point of the... Anyway, we talked for about 45 minutes. I said, aren't you guys getting married? She said, no, we're not getting married. We're just friends. This is a week before July 19th.
She said,
you see any rings on my fingers? And I'm like, no. And she's like, I'm like, oh, I thought y'all were whatever. She's like... Oh, you know, my kids, I can't move to Michigan, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, that's all fine and dandy, but what's up, you know?
What's up with us? Right, right.
Let's kick it. Like, what's happened, you know? Here's what I think happened. Because she said, after about 45 minutes, she said, what are you doing tomorrow?
Go ahead.
We had mad stuff to do the next day.
What were you doing?
We had photos and a commercial to shoot. But I was like...
So that makes you look good.
Nothing tomorrow. I was like, we ain't got a damn thing going on tomorrow. What's up? You know, she was like, I want you to come to my place in Malibu.
Oh.
That's what she said, Malibu. Jeez. And she said, we're having a barbecue, right?
Go ahead.
And I was like, man, wow, that would be, man, get out of here. I was like, you, man, in Malibu, man, you want us to come up there? Hell yeah, we'll come up there. She said, no, not everybody, just you.
Oh, not even Shaggy Two Dope, your partner.
Now, I will say she did not connect me in the eyes or rub my leg or nothing, but she was like, no, I'm not talking about everybody, you know?
Right, just you
so
come
then
up.
How could Pimpalicious right here play his cards? What could I do? Could I just start freaking out and jumping all over that like, oh, well, yeah, you know, I was like, you know what, that sounds good and everything, but, man, I'll come out there tomorrow if the next day you and your kids come see me and Shaggy wrestle, because we had a wrestling match that Sunday.
Nice.
And she was like, oh, my boys love wrestling. And I'm like, put them in a little headlock. Yeah. And she's like, yeah.
You put her in the headlock?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm talking about, just, come on, I'm just
go ahead. Yeah, so you're catching a vibe that she's interested in the Great Violent J.
In the game of the Great Violent
right,
J.
Right, right.
Now,
she's caught up in your game.
Let me just say something right now before people trip. I realize she probably had a huge argument with Kid Rock and knows Kid Rock hates us from back in Detroit and was like, this guy's a clown.
I'm if a I kid
say let me just say something right now. Shaggy, is this all true?
100% true, brother.
Okay,
it was a
go
whole
ahead.
Barlow.
Whole web.
Well, nothing's happened yet.
So now, here's the good part
this
of the story.
This part's even unbelievable.
Here goes the
you got
stuff.
To sit next to her, and they didn't throw you out of the club.
Man, look at this, man. We're part of the Insane Clown Posse. We don't go to Hollywood parties. This is every bit of unbelievable.
Right. Go ahead.
Man.
It's not like she gave him a shoulder ride backwards. You know?
Yeah, right.
So then Mark McGrath, you know, he's talking, blah, 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 man. You guys, you know, oh, man, you guys need to do a song with the Neptunes, man. Why do you guys keep... Why don't you guys do something?
Tell him to shut up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know what? Do what he wants
especially
to do.
Especially trying to rap to Pamela Anderson, you know?
And I'm like, do you know what it would be like?
Clown posse.
I'm like, do you know what it would be like if we did a single with the Neptunes and all of a sudden had like a number one single, the Juggalos would kill us? And he's like, he said, F the Juggalos.
Ooh.
Now, right there.
Did you kick his
boy,
ass?
My boy, the Rude Boy in Sabu, who's a wrestler, but he's also... our homie, and he was there for the commercial. They both walked up on Sugarloaf and were like, what did you say? So I took that advantage, and I skipped back over to Pamela. And I said, so what's up? She's like, we're going to the after party. You got to come to the after party. You got to come to the after party.
She's always got some party she's got.
She's always busy.
And I ain't going to no parties. I was like, damn, it's so damn near midnight.
Kids at home?
Right.
But I was like, yeah, I'm going to the party. Okay, well, yeah, I'm still playing it all super suave.
Where's her kids?
Suave. The last time players heard that word, swash.
All right, go ahead.
Swash.
This was an event, but there was an after party?
So go ahead.
So anyway, she's like, you better be coming. I said, I'm coming with you. She's like, let's go right now. All of a sudden, Sugarloaf comes back around. He's like, wait a minute, Jay, I have to talk to you. I'm about to get my ass kicked, Pam. Can I talk to him for a minute? Pam's like, we're leaving right now, Mark. Can I talk to him? They'll give me 5 minutes with him. Are you guys going to the party? I'll bring you. This is him talking to me. So she's like, you better bring him.
Oh,
and
my.
She's like, I'll bring him. Just give me 5 minutes with him. So out goes Pamela Anderson. Now we're talking to Sugarloaf. He dips off in the bathroom again and ducks out the back door. Player Haitian to the fullest.
Why would he do that?
He was about to get his jaw rocked.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we weren't even looking for no trouble.
But you should have stayed with Pamela Anderson and gone
to
the party
with
her.
Guy.
Why would you stay with a guy unless you were homosexuals? I mean, what are you thinking?
What are you doing?
I mean, she does got that little problem with her netting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what are you guys thinking?
I was already gone by that point, man. I couldn't stand.
Look, man.
So what happened? Well, that's it? No Malibu? No nothing?
Man.
Oh.
He lost
dude,
the thread.
Boy, what a lousy ending.
Terrible.
What is the whole point?
Hold
on a minute. Wait a minute.
What a
How
terrible
many
story.
How can walk this earth and say that they were invited by Pamela Anderson to her Malibu house?
Yeah, but you didn't get to go.
It don't even matter.
That's terrible.
How could that be,
you
man?
Blew it.
Man, where did... Man.
Oh,
that is so much no story. We should have known with all the buildup.
Yeah, I mean...
No end.
And then you go, wow, and that's not all. Guess what happened next?
Yeah.
We went in the bathroom with Sugar Ray.
Oh, man.
I mean, what kind of story is that?
I actually looked up from the picture of Keith Richards' daughter for a little while.
Yeah, I thought we were going somewhere with this.
Right, yeah.
I thought we were going to hear you bang somebody.
Pam asked me out all the time. That's what everybody's thinking.
She didn't ask you out. She dumped you at the club.
She asked me out to the weekend. She wanted a weekend worth of this right here.
Yeah,
she didn't even want one night. She was like, I need at least 3 days.
Why didn't she give you a phone number?
You could almost look at it this way, man, because she had to work anyway, so he played her.
No, he didn't.
He was like, you better be there.
He didn't get laid.
I thought I was on my way to the after party. I was like, it's all right. We don't even got to kick this dude's ass if he's taking us to the party. Let's roll. But he ducked out.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you let him get away with that. And I don't know how you didn't get her phone number if he's so into you.
Why would he not go with Pam? Why is he hanging around with Mark
McGrath? Man, you guys are missing the whole thing.
I guess Mark is prettier than Pam.
I don't believe what's happening.
I don't believe what you did.
Man, wait a minute.
I'm busting you.
Who's listening to us right now, man? Them are
Everyone.
Real people out there, man. These
real people would have been in the party with
Real people. Well, I was doing everything I thought was my best possible route to hitting that ass. I was taking every possible... I was playing my cards as
Shaggy,
best
do you
I
laugh
thought.
At Violent
my
J?
My point is,
no,
wait a minute.
I understand
Hold
what you're
up.
Saying.
My
no,
point
you
is, sir,
no.
if we was hanging out in a bar having drinks with anybody and I just happened to tell that story, that ain't that bad.
Oh,
That's
come
a
on.
Fresh
oh,
story.
Stop
you
get, it.
Did you guys say the chick on the corner picked you
the
up?
The whole
you know?
Story... And she said, go to a party with
you
me.
You know what the problem
you
is?
Didn't.
You know
Did
the
you
problem
get Mark
is?
McGrath's number?
You guys have been around. You guys have been around too many superstars.
No, man. If a girl says to me, come out
you
to Malibu,
soft.
I go, give me the address so I can be there.
Hey, that ain't a girl.
10 years
that's
in the game. Listen to this. 10 years in the game. 10 years out here we've been torn. 10 years, and we still can appreciate a story like that. That's because
no.
it ain't gone to
no.
our head.
You had the opportunity to go to the ranch, and you didn't get
you
her
blew
number.
It.
You blew it. That's
man, the only thing getting blown is this piece right here next time I bump into her.
I don't see it. Let's see.
There were two possible great endings to that story. Banging Pam Anderson or kicking Mark McGrath's ass.
Hey,
and either one happened.
If you would have seen how Mark Sugarwolf was acting, you know what I'm saying?
Well, dude, I can top you. I blew it with Pam Anderson, too. So
well,
don't feel so bad.
Because you're also a scrub like us.
Let me tell you what happened with me. You want to hear a real story? And I'll cut to the chase.
A real story.
I took Pam Anderson to Scores.
So that you're even worse. You
Wait a second. This is a flop. We're there. We're partying at Scores. There's tons of strippers. We're in a back room.
This is pre-hepatitis C. Okay?
Yeah, pre-hep C.
Man, I would have tapped it raw. She could have
Give
me some of that C.
You keep quiet.
You
give me that.
The bathroom with Mark McGrath.
Give me some of that C.
That would have been me. I'd have been like, oh, my, I got that already. I got some A and B.
I got four.
And B for
you.
You
got
too,
that.
Girl. I got the whole alphabet already. Like, come get me.
You got hep A through Z.
There you go. Total spectrum.
No, to make a long story short, she kissed me.
He beat me out right there.
She was sitting on your lap, right?
She sat on my lap and kissed me.
Yeah, game over.
Hold on, and, like a movie kiss, you know what I'm saying?
She kissed me.
Was it real?
It wasn't real. It was like on the lips, but I don't. There
was it
any,
a passion kiss or a friend kiss?
She was probably like,
I'll see you later.
My buddy was rubbing her legs and I was kissing her.
Don't you understand? That's what really matters. Was it a passion kiss or was it some bull? I mean, come on. That's what really mattered. If she really was like kissing you, like,
no,
I got to kiss
no,
your
no,
face.
She
You're
wasn't.
So hot to
no,
me.
She didn't. She. That's why I left, because I didn't think she really wanted me.
And she invited you to another party too. There was something to go to.
I had to go to work.
Can I tell you something about my story? A little bit fresher, just to put the icing on. She did it down low style. It wasn't like she wasn't standing up like, let's go out, bring your friends. We were talking to each other under our breasts.
Okay.
Under your breasts?
Under her breasts.
My breasts.
She's hot though, right?
No.
But you didn't sit next to her? You didn't put your arm around her?
Yeah, we sat down next to each other, nestled off on a little love.
You guys ready to take a couple of phone calls? You wanted in honor of your new album?
Yeah,
the Wrath, man, Shangri-La.
The Wraith.
The Wraith.
The Wraith.
The Wraith.
Let me just say this,
the Wrath
man.
Of the Wraith.
The Wraith.
I got to say one more thing, man, if you can let me just, because I don't forget, we're not upset no more, man. Like, we're not going to come out here and bitch and moan about not getting MTV or not getting radio play, because all we're doing is looking past all the love and all the juggalos we got and looking for stuff to bitch about, man, and we're tired of that.
Yeah,
man.
You're positive now. This is a new era, man.
New era.
So when people call up and give you a hard time,
just what?
Look, we over the 10 last years, we fought and built a juggalo family, them people outside our family. Now it's time to stop fighting and start being a family, and let's just start
right.
doing
so
our
I
thing,
think what
man.
You're saying is that people call in and
I want to celebrate for what we
all
got.
All right, let's
know?
Take some nice phone calls and see what happens.
No, bring the haters on, but they won't dole a shine. We're like 10,000 suns in a glass jar.
All right, let's see. Jimmy, you're on the air with Insane Clown Posse. Their new album is the finale in a 10-year story called The Wraith. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard. My name's Jimmy. I own a construction company. I got a job the next 2 weeks. I'll pay these guys under the table, $10 an hour. If they work a full 8 hours, I'll give them $100 a day. They just got to clean up after the job, throw all the scrap into a container that gets lugged away.
Tell you what, why don't you and your boys come build my home theater, and I'll give y'all $5 an hour and a kick in the ass if you get my carpets dusty.
I'm just trying to help you out. Let you get an honest day's work in. Maybe earn some money.
Hey, guys, just trying to help you. Let's go to Brandy. Brandy,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'll put that $10 an hour on top of the $50 million already in the bank. Thanks, partner.
Do you have $50 million in the bank?
Hell no.
Oh.
But I'm hood rich. So if I have $50,000, well, that's every bit of $50 million.
That's
us.
Right. Brandy, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and say to you guys all think that this is all funny, like the whole slitting throats and raping girls and everything, and I'm just
raping
here to say
girls.
That it's not funny.
Yeah, what happened? You got raped.
That was funny.
All right, slow down time. Can we get some sentimental music? Call in right now. Tell us about how you got tapped.
Well, let's
out.
Hear what Brandy's thoughts are.
What are you
saying?
Who sings about? Call somebody else with that. Who sings about rape, bitch? We don't sing about rape. Don't try to call up here and slip that in. Slitting throats, rape. Name one song we ever sung about rape. You better take that to the suicide hotline,
was,
bitch.
Unless it was anti-rape.
The hell out of here with that. Who? We don't care you got all raped, right. Man. You don't even want attention. Slitting throats. Getting
well, why don't you let
Brandy
let's see what Brandy said, has to say.
You know, hold on.
Because I know where this is going. We've been here.
Say right now. Hi, I'm Brandy, and I've never actually listened to one of your records.
Brandy, have you listened to the records?
Yes, I have. My
because they're a bomb.
Girl. That's right. You like them too, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, you're bad. You're missing out.
Well, you know how to stop. Check this out. I figured one thing out. If you really, really don't like our music,
then don't listen
you can
to it.
Just not play.
There you go.
Because, it, you know, just
my
don't play it. I bet you it'll help.
Well, Brandy.
Would you like to name their rape song?
Yeah. Or the lyric? Yeah.
I don't know their lyrics.
Well,
I don't
know
if I sit there and listen to them all the time.
Brandy, what do you have to say to us?
Okay, well, can I tell you the story of what happened to me?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You don't
want to
hear it?
Get
come
the violin
out.
Yeah,
hear it?
Okay, is this all of a sudden a crisis? So we about to get in. Let's hear about this. What the hell's that got to do with us?
Brandy, go ahead.
Okay, well, we'll make a long story short.
Please.
My best friend was murdered. The guy, Matt Falk, he split her throat. And he choked me and threw me over a bridge and left me for dead.
And that has to do with us, huh?
He was the one who said that one of the reasons he did it was because he listened to your music.
That's because he's crazy.
No,
not because
not.
Of what, he's crazy.
Well, Brandy, in all fairness,
you're crazy.
In all fairness to the boys, I mean, many people have tried to blame violence on music over the years.
We always slip subliminals in their
there are crazy people who listen to music and then
go off. Yeah.
I mean, people listen to the church and go crazy and kill people.
That's what entertainment is. I mean, we provide horror music movies.
Maybe he should have got on some of that Violent J medicine.
You know what I'm saying?
But you have to feel bad for her that her friend was murdered.
Right. That sucks.
Yeah, but,
you know what I mean?
What she just did,
she called up here trying to get ends for herself.
For something. She needs to be slapped for that right there.
I wouldn't tell nobody if that happened to me.
You got to call and tell the Howard Stern listeners about a tragedy like that? How personal is it to you?
So basically,
bitch.
I'm Brandy and send me some money because
Bitch.
All right, well, Brandy, the boys aren't sympathetic
not
to what you're saying.
Not much understanding here.
This ain't no Dr. Phil.
That ain't the suicide hotline.
Thank you, Brandy, though.
Try wearing an iron turtleneck.
All right, Brandy did not go over well with the boys.
It didn't make a dent.
Brandy, go out and get their new album.
I'm saying there's a time and a place for that.
Phil, go ahead. Phil, you're on the air.
Not us. Like, that's like asking us our comments on world tragedies. What the
yes,
hell?
Phil.
Hey, Howard, how you doing? I travel the country speaking against violent music, and I just want the boys to know I talk about them every day.
My man.
In fact, I'm currently in St. Louis speaking to schools all day.
Hey, listen, this is where record sales come from. Hey, how's that promo tour going anyway?
You need some samples? You promote murder to
keep
kids.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, Howard, you want me to quote some of their lyrics?
All right, go ahead.
Hell yeah.
Do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Come on, we'll rap with you.
Can I use obscenities or can I just have to bleep them out?
Bleep them out.
49 MFers dead. Keep your B in place. I'm going to send her home with a footprint on her face. I'm hating sluts. Shoot them in the face. Grab her by the arm. Grab her by the life and take it.
Well, let me ask you, is that any different than a Freddy Krueger movie? That has killing virgins and slashing and murdering. Somebody wrote that too.
Is it okay to promote murder to children? Let me ask you that.
If you're going to go promoting Jesus,
if you're going to do that, you got to ban horror movies and slasher movies.
Horror movies are rated R, right?
Yes.
ICP sings to children. They promote murder.
Yeah, we got explicit warning things on.
You have a warning on your record.
Warning
means nothing, Howard. I went to their show in Cleveland. You want to know how big a punk ICP is? They wouldn't even talk to me. They dodged me for 2 years now, and I saw children, 10 years old, at their concerts.
You know what this guy is?
I got 6 year old kids coming to my shows.
This guy is invisible.
Alex Vista, they wouldn't come out from backstage.
I don't like any censorship because even the Bible promotes killing children that disrespect their parents. I don't know if you know that.
And
people have killed their own kids because of the Bible.
There are actual cases linked to this violent music that these guys...
He loves you and you got chicks in
here.
Let me tell you something. Keep doing what you're doing, man, because, hey, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
stay down with the clown. Keep your panties out of your ass.
Hey, Jay, people are throwing your albums away, but we're going to do our best to stop sales as much as we can, bro. Every day, bro.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing, man.
When are you going to stop dodging? Hey, we're True Lies. You talked. We have a video called True Lies, all about ICP.
Hey,
and I want to know, Jay, when are you going to stop dodging me?
It's okay. Dodging you. I'll meet you anywhere and whip that.
All right, well, I'll be calling your manager, bro.
Well, book a date there.
There is Phil, who says he's going to meet with you.
Our website's truelivesyoutalks.com.
That's what he wanted. A free plug for his website.
Yeah.
Our website's www.
Like anybody's listening to Howard Stern show, it's going to go to something about censorship.
I want to help out.
Howard.
Yeah. Run commercials during a commercial break, too, you genius.
All right.
And what
Phil.
The hell are you doing listening if you hate it? Get out of here.
Thank you, Phil. Well, there it is. There's Phil.
Thank Phil a lot for that.
Finally, I'll tell you, there was about 50 people out there trying to get to see you.
Did I see some of these people?
Man, you guys want to know something? I hate to cut you off, but
yeah.
About what we was talking about, the violence, just to finish that out, man. Hey, man.
All right, you said it all. That says it all. The only girls came down here to see ICP were fat and under 18. I'm just reporting. But a lot of guys, a lot of dudes.
You act like that's a bad thing.
You like fat chicks who are under 18?
That's my preferably.
Sure. Really? All right, well, there you go.
We're sharing a cell with R. Kelly.
Who are the people that, bring in a few of the people that were down here who are huge fans of ICP. There's a guy. What is your name, sir?
Hello.
Deans.
Dean, and you're an ICP fan?
Yes, Mr. Stern.
Yeah, you don't want to...
No, he's a juggalo.
P-Town Juggalos.
All right, and what about the guy in the middle there?
Dustin,
how old are you?
I'm 17.
17, and you're a huge ICP fan?
Oh, yeah.
Do our records make you want to murder somebody and choke
time.
Your girlfriend and throw up a bridge?
All the time it makes you want to murder.
Hey,
maybe that guy had a point.
Let me tell you something. If you feel something about our music that makes you want to do something, nothing to it but to do it.
Really?
If I can.
Really?
If you're that sick anyway, come on, man. You can't distinguish. You think we really run around and axe murder people?
And what is your name, sir?
I'm Chris.
And Chris, you're a huge fan, too.
Always.
Anything you want to say to the boys?
Music just touches me.
It touches you. Well, there you go. Well, you have your fans. And Cabby, what do you want to say?
Well, I actually, I work in the industry, Howard, and I'm not the biggest IPC fan, but rumor has it that their record's going to debut at number one.
Really?
It's going to be one of the biggest records shipped this year, and that's no lie.
There it is. Well, there it goes. Well,
and I just want to say to Silent Bob and Jay or whatever their guys' names is.
Yeah.
Are you guys still fat?
As a matter of fact.
Violent. You can relate to this, Cabby. Violent J, you must have lost 100 pounds, dude.
Did you take Crim Spa?
No, he didn't.
No, he went off his medication like you did.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
That's How did you lose weight getting off your medication? I almost killed people when I stopped taking my medication.
The sweet nectar of the earth, as a matter of fact, brother.
He's on marijuana now.
Cabby, you can't do what he did.
Yeah. You can't really? Stick to your medicine.
I also want to know, who are you guys voting for in your big election today?
Like we even knew there was one.
No, these guys are not political, Cabby. But thank you so much.
Talking about the Slammies? Is that
right? Boys, go ahead and say something to your hero because I've run out of time.
Thanks a lot. Keep the music coming.
It only gets better from here, man.
Insane Clown Posse's new album, The Wraith, Shangri-La, featuring the single Homies, is available in stores today. The rumor has it, according to Kevin, that it will debut as number one.
Oh, that'll be
if
something
If that
to
happens,
see.
Man, yeah. I just want to say I'd like to collect my $50,000 from Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I paid up
I thought
last
we were
record.
Supposed to be washed up like 4 years ago or something, right?
Yeah.
Remember in 97, right. The fluke of the week?
And you guys have a lot of ICP tattoos, is that it? What do you have on you?
He's got tattoos. Dark Lotus on the hands. From the pendulum, we got some tattoos on the neck.
You guys want to know what a Dark Lotus is?
There it is.
A lotus is a flower that grows at night, and juggalos weren't often given sunlight, but we still grow and blossom
and
like beautiful dark lotuses. Underground.
And what does it say on your arm? Juggalo?
Juggalo. Till the day I die. Love him, Howard.
ICP tour dates, go to InsaneClownPosse.com. And we have to go. Boys, always good to see you.
Man, thank you, man.
You always bring a lot of...
Thank you guys again, man.
Were you happy that Sharon Osbourne got cancer?
I was upset about anybody getting cancer, but I just want to know when I'm going to get paid.
We'll be back right after these words.